Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. As we all know, social media has taken the world by storm. Facebook alone boasts a user base of some 500 million people and rising at about 10 million people a month. That means around 1 in every 13 people is on Facebook. Twitter, the 140-character texting service, has around 110 million accounts, and this is growing by 300,000 users every day. And then there's LinkedIn. The business networking website has a user base of around 100 million, and this is growing by about a million people every 2 weeks. Further, this week saw LinkedIn float on the New York Stock Exchange, with the stock listing at around $45 per share to trade well over $100, meaning the company itself is valued at about $8 billion. And yes, you heard me right, it traded to over $100. And all this for a company whose net profit was around $12 million last year, putting earnings per share at around 84 cents, or a gigantic price-to-earnings ratio of around 1,400. Now, does all this sound a little bit too familiar? Yes, it was only around a decade or so ago that we came out of the last tech bubble that saw investors clamoring to get their hands on anything to do with the web. And it was through this era that we bore witness to several staggering IPOs, including Netscape, which also doubled in price on debut, and Yahoo, which rose 154% in its first trading day. Now, with LinkedIn's success, it would not be unusual that the other social media juggernauts will be champing at the bit to get their own companies to float on the primary market as soon as possible. Facebook, for example, already has private sector funding, and its shares on the secondary market have skyrocketed, which is good news for both Facebook and for the finance conglomerate Goldman Sachs, who have already backed Facebook to the tune of $500 million. In total, Facebook is now said to be valued at around $80 billion. Again, this is the company that will have a huge PE ratio, given its revenue base compared to its price when it finally lists. So, is it all different this time, or is the social media craze just a lot of hogwash? It is possible. However, there are some key differences between the current state of tech companies and those that so many betted the farm on around a decade ago. First and foremost, the current wave of tech businesses, or more to the point, social media businesses, have been around for a little while now, meaning they have a financial track record and specific business models in place that form the basis of their popularity. Given this, although valuations for such companies will be high, they are actually bringing in revenue, and this revenue is likely to increase as more and more people use such websites. LinkedIn, for example, has forecasted increases in revenue to around $4 billion over the next 5 years. And companies like LinkedIn are looking at using these funds gained from an IPO to invest in new technology and their own platform to gain further market share. This is basically the polar opposite prior to the tech wreck in the latter part of the 90s, where valuations for companies were based around how many eyeballs a site could attract, or in other words, how many people could view a site, or how sticky the website was, meaning how long users stayed on the site for. Importantly also, most of the previous tech companies were simply startups with no revenue whatsoever. The hope here was, however, that eventually such companies would suddenly churn billions of dollars of revenue overnight, which in most cases never occurred. Further, the latest tech craze is focused on products and services targeted towards specific markets, a factor that was lacking in the previous tech boom, where money was being thrown at anything online. Specifically, such companies want to know what you buy, how you buy, and where you buy from, so as to maximise revenue. Other new wave tech companies are service-based, such as LinkedIn, which charges fees to recruitment companies and offers a premium subscription-based service on top of those already being offered. So are we at the forefront of the next tech bubble? It is possible, and we are seeing companies like LinkedIn with really, really high valuations However, I don't think we are likely to see it burst for quite some time, as we are far from saturation in this sector and have many more similar companies waiting in the wings to get their own piece of the pie. These companies include Facebook, which I mentioned before, which is rumoured to be going public in early 2012, and a float for Twitter is also on the cards. For now, we simply need to plan for the worst and hope for the best. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.